Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nartrees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, Emotionally Focused Therapy with African-American Couples, Love Heals by Paul T. Guillory is a clinical, practice-oriented book that adapts emotionally focused therapy for couples to the lived realities of African-American partners. Drawing on the attachment-based foundations of EFT, Guillory focuses on how couples' patterns of disconnection are shaped, not only by individual histories, but also by race-based stress, systemic oppression, and intergenerational trauma. The book positions cultural humility as a required stance for therapists, emphasizing respect, learning, and accountability rather than assumptions about Black relationships. Written for clinicians and trainees in couple and family therapy, it aims to make EFT interventions more responsive in multicultural contexts while preserving the model's central goal, strengthening secure emotional bonds. Through applied discussion and clinical illustration, the text addresses common presenting problems in couple therapy and shows how therapists can support deeper vulnerability, safety, and connection when cultural context and racialized experiences are part of the couple's emotional world. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, integrating EFT with cultural humility for African-American couples. A central contribution of the book is its insistence that competent EFT with African-American couples begins with cultural humility, not a checklist of cultural facts. Guillory frames humility as an active clinical posture therapists continually examine their assumptions, learn from clients' expertise about their own lives, and remain alert to how power and social location enter the room. Within EFT, alliance and emotional safety are essential for accessing vulnerable attachment needs. The book therefore highlights how cultural invalidation, microaggressions, or colorblind approaches can undermine the EFT process by increasing guardedness and reinforcing protective strategies. Guillory also emphasizes cultural strengths, including resilience and relational bonds forged under hostile conditions, as assets to be honored rather than pathologized. The integration is not presented as a new therapy separate from EFT, but as culturally responsive application of core EFT principles. For clinicians, the takeaway is practical cultural humility shapes everything from how questions are asked, to how emotion is tracked, to how therapists repair ruptures and convey respect while guiding couples toward deeper engagement. Secondly, race-based distress and the legacy of racial trauma in couple dynamics. The book brings race-based distress into the center of case formulation rather than treating it as background context. Guillory discusses how experiences such as discrimination, chronic vigilance, and historical and intergenerational trauma can influence emotional accessibility, trust, and the perceived safety of vulnerability. In EFT terms, external threats often intensify negative interaction cycles, pushing partners toward protest, withdrawal, shutdown, or escalation as ways to manage fear and disconnection. For African-American couples, these cycles may be fueled not only by personal attachment histories, but also by cumulative racial stress that can drain emotional resources and heighten sensitivity to disrespect or abandonment. Guillory encourages therapists to recognize the emotional logic of protective responses while still helping partners contact the softer feelings underneath. The focus stays consistent with EFT helping couples name and share primary emotions and attachment longings in ways that restructure interaction. The distinctive emphasis is that therapists must validate the reality of racialized stressors, understand how they show up somatically and relationally, and avoid framing couples' struggles as solely individual deficits. Thirdly, using core EFT interventions in culturally attuned ways. ATSM, Guillory's approach retains the recognizable toolkit of EFT, while emphasizing that technique must be delivered with cultural attunement. Core interventions associated with EFT include empathic reflection, validation, evocative responding, heightening, and tracking interactional patterns so partners can see the cycle as the enemy rather than each other. The book highlights how these methods can be adapted so that language, pacing, and therapist positioning fit the couple's cultural context. For example, validation is not generic reassurance, but specific recognition of how cultural experiences may shape fear, anger, pride, and protectiveness. Heightening is not emotional pressure, but careful amplification of meaning in ways that do not replicate societal demands to perform or defend. Guillory underscores that the therapist's stance must communicate respect for clients' cultural narratives, while also inviting new emotional risk-taking between partners. The result is a model consistent with EFT goals, increasing accessibility and responsiveness, fostering secure bonding, and expanding the couple's capacity to stay engaged under stress. Clinicians gain a roadmap for maintaining fidelity to EFT without ignoring the cultural realities that influence what safety and closeness feel like. Fourthly, addressing common clinical issues through an attachment and culture lens. The book speaks to real-world presenting problems that often bring couples to therapy. including chronic communication conflicts, anxiety, depression, infidelity, and concerns related to pornography, rather than treating these issues only as behavioral problems or moral failures. Geary situates them within the EFT framework of attachment insecurity and the negative cycles that develop when partners cannot reach each other safely. At the same time, he encourages therapists to understand how sociocultural pressures may intensify these difficulties. Stress linked to racism and systemic barriers can magnify emotional depletion, reduce capacity for repair, and increase the temptation to rely on distancing strategies. The text emphasizes assessment that distinguishes surface events from deeper relational meanings, what a betrayal threatens, what avoidance protects, and what repeated arguments are trying to accomplish emotionally. Interventions aim to transform rigid patterns into more open bonding conversations, where partners can express needs for reassurance, respect, and closeness. The clinical message is balanced. Do not minimize the seriousness of problems like infidelity, but treat them in a way that fosters accountability alongside compassion and deeper emotional engagement, grounded in the couple's lived context. Lastly, ethics, power, and therapist self-awareness in multicultural EFT practice. Another important theme is the responsibility therapists carry when applying an evidence-based model across cultural contexts. Geary challenges clinicians to consider how power operates in therapy, including how professional authority, racial identity, and institutional histories can shape what clients feel permitted to say. Cultural humility becomes an ethical practice. Therapists monitor bias, stay open to correction, and repair relational ruptures when misunderstandings occur. The book also points toward the need for ongoing training and consultation so that working with African-American couples is not reduced to goodwill or intention, but because EFT relies heavily on the therapist's moment-to-moment responsiveness. Self-awareness is especially crucial. When therapists become defensive, avoid discussions of race, or overfocus on technique, the couple's emotional process can stall. Geary encourages a both and stance that holds attachment needs and cultural realities together, helping couples feel seen as whole people rather than as representatives of a group. The broader implication is that culturally responsive EFT is not simply better optics. It increases the likelihood that couples will experience therapy as safe enough to risk vulnerability and build more secure emotional bonds. In conclusion, this book is best suited for clinicians who provide couple therapy and want a grounded way to apply EFT with African-American couples, as well as graduate students, trainees, and supervisors responsible for multicultural clinical competence. It can also be relevant to helping professionals who support relationships in community or faith settings, provided they understand it is a clinical text rather than a self-help guide. Readers benefit intellectually by seeing how attachment theory and EFT concepts remain clinically powerful while requiring cultural humility to be delivered responsibly. Practically, the book offers a way to think and work that strengthens alliance, improves case conceptualization, and helps therapists address race-based distress without losing the structure of EFT interventions. In a field where culturally adapted couple therapy resources can be limited or overly general, Guillory's work stands out for centering African-American couples' experiences inside a mainstream evidence-based model rather than treating culture as an add-on chapter. The emphasis on real clinical challenges, emotional safety, and the relational impact of systemic stress helps clinicians avoid pathologizing and instead support resilience and connection. Overall, it occupies a distinctive niche at the intersection of EFT practice and culturally informed therapy, offering a clearer path for ethically effective work with Black couples. If you would like to support Paul Geary, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.